and today I'm here with Karen and Marima. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Woohoo! All right. This week's topic is going to be all about the fall book preview, or if you're Karen, you may have picked some books that come out in December, because that's still fall. Yes? No. Okay. Anyway, I just want to get it out there. She will be mentioning some books. They may not be from the fall. You'll be
Karen's not great on seasons.
So it's going to be great. It's going to be fine. But first, of course, we're going to talk about what we've been currently reading, which conveniently also happen to be fall books for the most of us, unless you're Marima and you're 12 years behind on your reading.
Okay, everyone calm down.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you for picking on somebody else.
All right. So, Karen, what did you read this week?
I read Made for You by Melissa Marr, which is an excellent book. It was so, so good. I really like Melissa Marr. She wrote the Wicked Lovely series, and they were really good. They're all about fairies, and she just has this way of writing that's really engaging, and I can never put her books down. So I was already excited. Actually, that's why I asked Jen to pick up the book for me, because I knew that I liked her, and yeah, this book is about this girl who is hit by a car, and she wakes up, and she can, when she touches people, she sees their deaths. And she finds out that the accident that she was in wasn't actually an accident. It was somebody who was trying to kill her. And so throughout the book, you kind of figure out, you know, who's doing it and why. And the cool thing about this is, the perspectives, like, it's from her perspective, it's from her best friend's perspective, and it's from the killer's perspective. So it gets really creepy and psychological in a few places, and it's sort of like The Following, if you guys have seen that, and, you know, just kind of inside the mind of somebody who's completely crazy. But the book, I couldn't put it down. It's got a really good mix of, like, action and suspense and thriller and romance, and it's just an overall really good story.
Awesome. I would like to point out that when I gave Karen the book, she's like, oh, why did you get me this? I asked for this.
I couldn't remember.
I know. It was so amazing, because then you're just like, oh, that's why I asked you to get me the book. I remember now.
Yeah. It was really good.
Excellent. I can't wait to read that one. All right, Marima, what have you been reading?
Okay. I mean, it's not so much 12 years behind as 17 years behind, but this week I reread Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone for a feature we were doing on Hyperball, where we like review books and movies that came out ages ago and kind of revisit them and think like how our perspective of them has changed and, you know, do they stand up still to when we were like, in my case, 7 years old and reading this book for the first time. So that was fun. And then my other one is only 3 years behind. So that's a slight improvement. And that was Daughter of Smoke and Bone by Lainey Taylor, which I read because I interviewed her this week. And that interview will be up by the time this podcast goes up. I don't know what it is about this. I don't know if you guys have read these books. Like, as I was reading it, I could feel objectively why people like it and why I should enjoy it. But I just couldn't get into it. I don't know what it was about it. Daughter of Smoke and Bone is the first book in her supernatural trilogy about like angels and demons fighting each other. And it's kind of this what if story about a romance between one of the angels, one of the demons, naturally.
It's as kind if of a like Romeo and Juliet.
Right. It's Romeo and Juliet, yeah. If he killed all her family kind of thing. Like,
kind of,
instead,
yeah,
of, instead of like them both dying at the end, they wake up, but he's like, oh, P.S. I killed all your family because I thought you were dead. Like, that's sort of how it goes.
It's and, a little better.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it was, yeah, I don't know. Did you like this, Jen? Do you like these?
I did a little bit. I'm not like overly in love with them. I think she writes beautifully. And what, yeah, I fell in love with is how she writes Prague and how she writes her like world. Her world building is so stunning.
Yeah, like I totally agree.
That's drew me in.
That's super interesting, because when I was talking to her, she was saying how, you know, when you, I was telling her when I read the book, I really felt like she must have planned the world out so much in advance because it's so detailed and so complex and just so well developed. And she was like, no, I sort of do the characters and then like I just make decisions about the world as I need to, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, I've definitely heard you say that before. And I'm like, how on earth?
Yeah, she is really, really cool. And she had a lot of really cool things to say. I'm going to stick with this series. It's not going to be like a priority for me because I'm pretty busy at the moment. But I've got the other two books. And I have so many people who really, really love it. So I feel like I need to give it at least one more book before I make a decision, because I'm not sure if maybe like I just wasn't really in the zone for reading this week or something. And I feel like I'm missing out because everyone's so into this. Like I don't know. I get it, but I didn't feel it. So yeah. I'm going to stick with it though, and then I'll report back.
Yeah, I think you might like the second one a little bit better. I mean, there's some poor decision making going on in the second one. I will give you a fair warning, but it's still a good read. Do you know what I mean? Again, mm-hmm. And that world building is so stunning.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, she's a great writer.
She is. And I think
a fantastic writer.
What I love so much about that series is that it's not your typical Angels and Demons. There's so much more going on in that book.
And
that's what I really enjoy about it, is that it's so different. It's not a place that someone explored before, mm-hmm. you know, and that's always really cool.
Yeah.
So good. Okay. So, I've managed to read three books this week. The first one is Of Metal and Wishes, and it's by Sarah Fine. And there's this new kind of reimagining of stories, of classics, kind of coming forward this fall, which is really exciting. I talked about one last week, or the week before, called Winterspell, and it was the reimagining of The Nutcracker. This one is the reimagining of The Phantom of the Opera if The Phantom of the Opera were set in Asia. And it's about this girl who, her father like owns the factory and she helps work. And it's kind of like, it's not just like a factory. It's a little bit more than that, but she works there. And then she kind of dares, the people that work there feel that there's a ghost and they're afraid of it. So she basically dares the ghost to take care of something for her. And it happens. And so it's kind of got that very cool vibe of The Phantom of the Opera, and it's set in a really unique place, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting. So I definitely suggest checking that out. The next one I read was The Iron Trial, and it's the new Holly Black and Cassie Clare combined middle grade book. I don't know. It feels very... There were a couple things I read in it, and I'm like, really? They're like pop culture references, but they don't feel right in this kind of book. It's a good book. It's well written. Clearly, Holly Black has like touched it with her world building skills, because again, Holly Black builds these incredible worlds, and she's definitely, you know, as a co-author, definitely in on that part of it. The characters are cool, but there are just a couple things that felt a little off to me. And it felt very Harry Potter, like very Harry Potter. In this world, there are mages and not magicians, and it's elemental magic and not like wands kind of magic. And so it's, I don't know. The boy is like 11 or 12 when he gets taken away by the mages because he has powers and he doesn't know how to use them. And I don't know. I want to know what other people think. So if you've read The Iron Trial, which comes out, I believe, next week. So when you read it, let me know how you guys feel about it. Because I'll be really
sound convinced.
I liked it. Like, it's great premise. And they're like, when she's describing the father, like within the first, it's like in the first chapter, as she's describing him, he's really tall and thin with dark curly hair. And then there's like this offhanded But, like, it's this offhanded reference, and they even say it, like, this offhanded reference to Sherlock, and then there was something else, and it was another, like, pop culture reference to another star, and I'm like, I don't understand why you're putting that in there. It felt kind of like, it's a cool pop culture reference, so I'm gonna make it. It didn't feel like it was necessary in the story.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It just was really odd, and it's not typically things that are in their writing. And let's face it, if this is a middle grade book, what middle grader is going to get the reference to Sherlock Holmes on the BBC?
How old is middle grade?
11, 10, 9.
Oh, there are totally kids watching that show that are that old.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Please, there are kids that old watching Game of Thrones. Like,
God, I really hope not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, as if they're not, like, sneaking up to watch that. So they're definitely watching Sherlock.
That's rough. Anyway, so I don't know. It wasn't like it was... Sometimes you read those things and they're just seamlessly in the writing. These felt like they were kind of dropped in on top of what was already written as reference points kind of thing. And it just felt odd. I don't know. That's why maybe I wasn't in the right place to read it. Maybe I was just like, I don't know. So I would love to hear other people's opinions on it when they read it. Anyway, and the last one I read is called The Fall by Bethany Griffin. And it is a reimagining or kind of based on the ideas of The Fall of the House of Usher, which is an Edgar Allan Poe. So it is super creepy. And I loved it. Super creepy. I highly suggest putting that on your, like, Halloween's read list.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, no, read it.
I should read that after I read the modern adaptation of Sylvia Plath's Belja that I have sitting on my
shelf. Oh, yes, you have Belzar. Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Yeah,
so no, I let my students... be more depressed after that.
I let one of my students read that before I sent it to you because she's like, I need something to read. And she literally sat in class and cried as she was reading it.
Okay, well, so that's an accurate adaptation then. Yep.
This is like the second time, the poor girl, this is like the second time I've given her a book to read, and she was like silent reading in class, and it wasn't so silent because she's like sobbing, and I'm like, okay, the boys in class are looking at me like, what did you give her? No, see, what did you give her? I'm like, the first thing, she wanted to read The Fault in Our Stars, so I gave it to her, and she sobbed, and then she wanted to read Belzar, because it was, like, totally her kind of book, and she read it, and she cried again. I'm like, all right, no more books for you. You're going to be cut off. So The Fall is very, very cool, and I highly suggest reading that. Okay, so now that we've talked forever about what we've been reading, let's talk a little bit about Book Bites. Our Book Bites this week has been kind of this challenge that people are throwing out around Facebook, and it's list the 10 books that have touched your life. And I know I've been challenged, and I've yet to write it yet because I've been a little bit busy, but we've come up with a solution for this problem. As a group here on Book Hype, we are going to write a post each about the 10 books that have changed our life. So we'll have like one a week for the next couple of weeks. We're going to invite some other staff on Hypeable to kind of chime in and let us know what books touch their lives. And you as listeners, we are challenging you because, you know, what's us doing this without challenging someone in return, right? So we're challenging you to do the same. If you leave your list or even just an example of a book that's changed your life in the comment section, we will read it on next week's episode. So
I want everyone to make a list of 10. Like, you can't leave one. You need to, you don't have to say why, but otherwise.
Okay, so you have a choice.
Okay, one with description or 10 without description.
There you go. You have a choice. We're being flexible here.
Does Harry Potter count as 1 through 7?
No.
Yeah.
Just clarifying.
Good effort.
Oh, yeah. You can, like, do series as, like, one thing,
as
right?
One. You cannot do them as 7. Cheaters.
Karen, if you chose the 7 Harry Potters, how would you fit on all of the works of Rick Riordan and that other guy, T.A. Barron?
Her whole list is going to be, like, T.A. Barron and Rick Riordan.
Yeah.
That's what you think. I have to change my list.
And Frankenstein.
That's right. Frankenstein. How could I forget?
Oh, thanks. I'm totally going to pick that one.
Frankenstein will be a ride in on your list, and then the rest will just be like the collected works of, etc.
I can't wait. I have to think really hard about this because
this is really hard.
It's really hard. And I was like, oh, no, she did not just tag me in that post.
Is it like books that have touched my life? What does that even mean?
Like they kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, I see.
Like, it's they have left me. An impression on you. Like, okay. Books that you, like, have loved and gone back to, or something that's really stuck with you.
What about something that's left a super negative impression? That's probably not what they're going for.
Probably not what they're going for, but okay. You can say why, and, you know, you could do it up. Whatever you want to do, kiddo. Whatever you want to do.
All right. This is going to take some serious thought, I think.
Yes. So again, tagged to all the listeners, you are all it. Don't worry, we're getting the rest of the hypeable staff too. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to discuss our fall. And if you live in Australia or, you know, Southern Hemisphere, spring books.
Yay, spring. Karen forgot that other hemisphere have other seasons.
I didn't forget. I just got confused.
Okay. Well, seeing as you don't even seem certain on like when your seasons end, it's not surprising to me.
Oh, Karen. So, Karen, because we're giving you such a hard time this evening, would you like to go first and share your list of fall/winter books that are coming out?
Yes, sure. Well, I'm going to start with Made for You by Melissa Marr because I already talked about that. I have already read it, but I can't wait until it comes out so that everyone else can read it because it's so, so good. And then Blood of Olympus by Rick Riordan, which Merrima tried to take from me, but I wrestled it back because
that is just funny that she even tried that.
I just thought it would be funny to heckle you by doing that. Yeah. And you responded in the manner I predicted. So
well,
thank you for my morning's entertainment.
You're welcome. In the Afterlight by Alexandra Bracken, which is the third book in the Darkest Mind series. And I'm definitely looking forward to that one because I really enjoyed the first one. The second one was pretty good, but I'm excited to see how she's going to conclude the series. And I've been waiting forever to figure out what the title was because the title of the series form a sentence. So it was really exciting when she finally decided that she was going to call it In the Afterlight.
It's very cool. We actually have it. We'll have an excerpt of that in early October.
Oh, cool.
On a Hypeable. So that's something to keep an eye out for.
Awesome.
Continue.
I just realized there's like another reason why you guys can pick on me for what I have on my list. And that's because I have The Retribution of Mara Dyer on here by Michelle Hodkin, even though I haven't read any of those books. But I have the first two already, so I feel like I'm going to buy
them. They are intriguing. They are definitely intriguing.
Things about them, but I'm going to buy the third one when it comes out. I mean, I already have the first two, so why not? Anyway, okay. This Shattered World by Megan Spooner and Amy Kaufman, which is the sequel to These Broken Stars. And this is when Jen figured out that I forgot when fall ends. So...
This is so true.
But I'm really excited about that because I really, really like These Broken Stars. And the end of that book had kind of like a really interesting, not a twist, but like it definitely led you into the sequel. And I feel like a lot of things are going to change in the sequel. So I'm excited to see what comes about for that.
Well, don't forget, this Shattered World is actually from different characters' perspectives.
Oh, that's right.
Remember? Yeah.
Oh, you know what else I'll be getting soon, Karen?
Uh-oh.
What?
Blood of Olympus.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
That's
Karen
me.
Karen has died, so we will continue with that. Karen, seriously? Are you having a heart attack?
I can't talk to you right now.
Remember when you sent me that really mean photo of you holding Queen of the Teeling? Consider this payback.
That was pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. That was really funny.
It was really funny, actually. You said some very mean things to me that day, Merrima.
Yes, you did.
I don't think those are podcast appropriate. So
they are definitely not podcast appropriate.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Moving on. This is what we do in our spare time. We get books that each other really wants, and we send photos to each other.
And make them feel bad about themselves for not having it in their hands.
And then we promptly send it off to them. What are you talking about? We're all suckers. We're all nice to each other.
True that.
My last two, the first one is Firefight by Brandon Sanderson. I've been looking forward to this book forever, it feels like, because I read the first one as an arc. Steelheart was the name of it, and I just completely fell in love with the world that he created, and I thought it was a fantastic book. And so this one's coming out December 23rd. Yes, I know it's not fall, but I was really upset that it was going to be December because I want it now. But that's not too far away. And then the last one is Ashes to Ashes by Jenny Han, which is the last in her Burn for Burn series, which were those books, like I've said before, really took me by surprise that I actually liked them. I didn't think that I would, not usually my kind of book, but they had a really excellent twist at the end of book two. So book three is something that I'm really, really looking forward to.
Very awesome selection, my friend. All right, Marima, hit us because you have some very interesting things that
I'm
are
still thinking of mine.
Well, if you give some of yours, then I'll go do mine because mine's a little long and then you can go back.
Okay. Well, all right. So I am looking forward to, let me do some fiction first. I'm looking forward to The Infinite Sea by Rick Yancey, which is out in September. That is the follow-up to The Fifth Wave, which was that really cool, like, alien invasion one that he did. But I feel like everyone liked The Fifth Wave. I don't know anyone that was like,
it did super well, and it's clearly going to be a movie with starring Chloe Grace Moretz. Come on.
Yeah, because she's the new It Girl.
Obviously, so she is now the new Shailene Woodley.
We will see how that goes. I'm not sure about some of the casting that they've announced for The Fifth Wave, but then at the same time, I'm kind of not invested enough to really care. You know what I mean? Like, I really, really like the book, but right. I haven't thought about it, really, until this And then I was like, oh, The Infinite Sea is coming out. Like, that's so good. I really, really enjoyed the first one, but like, I haven't been, you know, actively thinking about it in between. So whatever. Another book I'm looking forward to is Falling Into Place by Amy Zhang, which I have had a copy of for a very long time. And mainly I'm excited to find time to read it. This is out in September as well. It's a high school story. It's about like math and like various physics and stuff, and it just looks really cool. I don't know.
Are you sure that's what it's about?
Yeah. No. It's like using those, I guess, analogies or whatever. This one has like descriptions of Newton's laws of physics on the cover of it, so maybe.
I'm thinking of something different. Maybe.
I don't know.
Falling into Place, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at the cover and see if it's the book I'm thinking of or not. Oh, yeah, no. Okay. So it is the one I'm thinking of, but it's not just about, like, that. It has a whole other, like, okay. Because I'm like, wait a minute. No, I read that book. And then you started describing, like, did I read that book? Okay, yes. I'm good now.
There are also other things that are happening in it. But yes. I have to say, like, the kind of physics analogy is what made me interested in it. So that's why I was...
Yeah, that's not so much what the book's about.
Well, that makes me sad. And then also another one that I have had sitting for ages that I have not read yet is Wolf in White Van by John Daniel, which is about a guy who like has this horrible injury, and so he makes these. It's like an online game or like a real life game thing. I don't really understand how the game works. But anyway, he like makes this game and then all these strangers get involved in it. And then there's like an accident from that. And he is kind of held responsible. So that looks really good. I've heard very good things about that. Brittany read that, another Hypeable staff member, and she really, really liked it. And she very nicely mailed it to me, but it was right before I went overseas. So I'm working on it. So I'll just go through the rest of these. What I'm really looking forward to is, like, as soon as we get into, like, October, November, there's usually all of these really cool autobiographies and things that come out because for whatever reason, like, they seem to schedule them for, I guess it's the pre-Christmas time. So there is Yes, Please by Amy Poehler. That's an October release, which, I mean, Amy Poehler, that's going to be amazing. There is Neil Patrick Harris's one, which is Choose Your Own Autobiography. So I guess it's in a slightly different style. I think from what I've read about it, it is actually like a choose your own kind of adventure type thing. But, you know, with his life. So that'll be cool. That's October as well. There is Lena Dunham's book, Not That Kind of Girl. I actually don't watch Girls. I'm not a big fan of Girls, but Lena Dunham is super interesting to me. And that's out at the end of September. And the subtitle is A Young Woman Tells What She's Learned in scare quotes, learned in scare quotes. So I feel like it's going to be very like self-aware and very interesting, and you know, that will be cool. And then there's also the Rookie Yearbook number 3, which is based off the Rookie Mag magazine and is about, have you guys seen that? It's edited by Tavi, and she like has, you know, various celebrities and interesting people, and she interviews them and has whatever, and she's done things with like Shailene Woodley and I want to say like JK Rowling, I'm not sure about that, but you know, various interesting people, and talks them about what it's like to be a young woman and, you know, different issues that women should be aware of, and also like fashion and beauty and all these really cool things. So
that cool. One I've never heard of those.
The website is really cool. It's a Rookie Mag, and I want to check out who's going to be in this one so that I can, like, because I'm pretty sure Shailene Woodley is in this third one. Yeah, Shailene Woodley, Lord, Elle Fanning, Sia, and many more. So it's, like, you know, a kind of diverse representation of women in the media. And Tavi is only, like, 18 years old, so if that doesn't make you feel depressed about your life, I don't know what will, because she's, like, editing this great book, and she has this super successful website, and her life is just better than mine. So yeah, those are some slightly different things from what we usually talk about, but that's what I'm personally excited for that's coming up. So yes, that's all.
Which is perfect. I love it when you bring the different, because those aren't necessarily things I would read, except the Amy the Amy Poehler and even the Neil Patrick Harris. I would probably read those, because I saw Amy Poehler at BEA talking about that book, and she is just, oh my god, she's so amazing.
Oh wait, so. I forgot, I had two more.
Go ahead.
I'm also, there are these, they're called, like, they're illustrated, I think they're kind of graphic novels, they're reimaginings of fairy tales by Neil Gaiman, who is amazing, and he's done Hansel and Gretel, and then also this one called The Sleeper and the Spindle, which apparently is like a crossover of Snow White and Sleeping Beauty. So they are both coming out in October, I want to say. They are both like fully illustrated, and yeah, it looks like they're sort of, yeah, I think they're like graphic novels. But they look really cool. I love Neil Gaiman. He's amazing. And even though, again, you know, maybe not the kind of thing we would usually talk about, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I'm like super obsessed with reimaginings of fairy tales, like not necessarily modern versions of fairy tales, but just people writing their own versions of them. Like Philip Pullman, who wrote his Dark Materials a couple years ago, rewrote some of the Grimm fairy tales, and they were so interesting. So, yeah, I'm really interested to see Neil Gaiman's take, because he is pretty dark and, like, occasionally depressing, but his writing is so beautiful. He's just, his, like, turn of phrase and the imagery he uses is just so stunning. So this kind of seems like a perfect fit for him, and it'll be really visual and lovely, and that's exciting. Another good Christmas present.
Very cool.
I feel like it would be. Who wouldn't want to look at that?
This is very true. Anything Neil Gaiman like that sounds amazing. So,
yeah.
I'm down. Okay, so my list, it's a little long, I'm not going to lie. So it starts with Winterspell, which I told you guys about earlier, which is the reimagining of The Nutcracker. And that comes out in a couple weeks, actually. It comes out by the end of the month. The next one is Snow Like Ashes, and it comes out in mid-October. And it sounds like this really cool, epic kind of fantasy novel where there's this kingdom of winter and it's conquered, and it's been living in, like, basically living as enslaved for the last 18 years, and they don't have a monarch, they no longer have their magic, and all of their hope lies within these 8 escaped prisoners, one of which is a young girl. And so she grows up to be a warrior, and she's orphaned, so she grows up to be this warrior who then has to go out and search for the things that will help restore the kingdom of winter to what it once was. So sounds pretty epic. We had an interview with the author and stuff, and she's really cool. So I'm pretty excited to read it. Sounds like there's a lot of girl power going on in that one, which is always fantastic. The Walled City by Ryan Groudon, I think is how you say his name. I'm not sure. Does that look right? From what I'm saying, hopefully.
Sure.
I'm like, I hope
Groudon?
Yeah, I don't know. Ryan G. he wrote The Walled City.
Sounds like a rapper.
yeah, it does. This one comes out in November, and it's this really cool story, and it's got like 3 points of views, and they live in a lawless labyrinth that's run by these criminal lords, and it's about these three different people who one of them's trying to find their sister, another one is trying to help them, and they all have these different roles, but it's like crazy. And there are three rules in The Walled City. It's run fast, trust no one, and always carry your knife. So it kind of has, like, reading it, you kind of think a little bit about The Maze and The Maze Runner and stuff, but like, think about living in a creepy, creepy labyrinth. So I don't know. I thought it sounded really cool. What else do I have? Oh, Jacoby by William Ritter, you guys. It's set in, like, the 1800s, and it's very Sherlock with, like, the Doctor Who companion idea and, like, all the things I love put in this book that's beautifully written. Like, I can't, like, it's amazing. Please go read it. It is so good. And the cover is so cool. So, anyway, Jacoby has all these amazing, it's basically set in the late 1800s, and it's about this person who's a detective, and he has this assistant, and there's paranormal stuff that's going on, and it's all very cool, and it's all incredibly well written. So it's like a paranormal mystery kind of thing, if you will. I don't know if I'm explaining any of these really well, but you know what I mean. Famous in Love is by Rebecca Serrell, and this one is really funny because it kind of reminds me a little bit of Fangirl in the idea of, like, you can relate to it in some ways, I think. Because the craze right now is, like, all these adaptations of books to movies and stuff. The concept of Famous in Love is this girl who's plucked from random obscurity is now the lead in the latest, hottest book adaptation. And it kind of, like, chronicles her being plucked from nowhere and put in this situation. Yeah, it's so funny.
That sounds so weird.
Yeah. But, I mean, think about it. Like, think about being cast in the latest, hottest book adaptation. Wouldn't that be crazy?
No, it sounds cool. It's like the Scott Westerfeld that I read, Afterworlds, which is about the girl who is, like, the new literary sensation in the young adult world.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that going on now, too. So it's very cool. Yeah. And it has this whole, like, it kind of, like, pokes a lot of fun at the idea of love triangles and, like, all of that stuff, too, which is always fun. The next one is Sway by Kat Spears, and it is also very cool. Sway is a contemporary, and it's about this guy whose nickname is Sway because he can basically persuade anyone to do anything. He's in high school. He doesn't really have a lot of friends, but he has a job, and his job is to get what people want. So he kind of, you know, procures the things that people want. He gets people to do what others want. And so this kind of jerk athlete wants him to persuade this girl to date him and to sway her to date him. And so it's kind of like Cyrano de Bergerac. I think I say that wrong all the time. Is that right? Is that how you say it?
I do not know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how you pronounce it.
I think that's how you pronounce it. If I'm saying it wrong, feel free to correct me. So it's kind of got those elements to it in that kind of story, but it's just really cool. Then The Fine Art of Pretending, which is by Rachel Harris, who was a guest on BookHype a couple weeks ago. It's a super cute book. It's just, if you want like a really fun, cute book to read, that's the one. Stone Cold Touch by Jennifer Armentrout is the second novel in the White Hot Kiss series. I don't know if that's the name of the series or not. I never remember the names of series, but the first book was White Hot Kiss. The second book is Stone Cold Touch. And I've read it and it's amazing, but it ends on a ridiculous cliffhanger and it's mean. So moving on, I'll Give You the Sun by Jandy Nelson is also pretty sweet. I think that came out this week or next week. It comes out relatively soon. And it is about these two twins. And the first half of the story which is their younger years, where they're really super close and everything is awesome, is told by the brother Noah. And the second half of the story is told by the sister Jude. And the twins have kind of like fallen apart. They're not close anymore. They don't talk anymore. And you get these two very clear perspectives of a story. And you realize that if they would just talk to each other, things could be worked out. But it's that really cool perspective of seeing the before and the after from two very different points of view. And so it's a very cool way to tell a story. So that one's super fun. The Midnight Queen. Karen, I thought of you when I saw this one because it's about the College of Merlin. And it's by, I knew. And it's by Sylvia Izzo Hunter. And it's the Merlin College, and there's a boy, Gray, his real name is Graham. He attends this for magicians, and him and a bunch of boys go out, and something goes horribly wrong, and he loses his magic powers. Someone ends up dying. It's really a bad situation. So he is taken to one of his professor's houses for the summer to work in the gardens to try and get back his powers, and he meets the professor's daughter, Sophie. And in this instance, women are not supposed to learn about magic. They should have no business knowing anything about magic. But Sophie's very precocious and curious. And so she's been reading all of her father's arcane texts about it. Even though she has no magic ability, she knows a lot of things about magic. And so her and Gray kind of form a friendship around magic and whether or not females should be allowed to know magic and that kind of thing. And it's pretty cool. So there's that one. And then the last one I have is called Get Even by Gretchen McNeil, and it is going to be a series. And the whole concept is it's don't get mad, get even. So it's about these group of girls in a prep school that form the DGM. I had to think about what the acronym was. The Don't Get Mad Club. And basically they take on the school bullies and just people who are generally not very nice. And so they do a lot of different things in order to manage that sort of situation. But there's a murder and the DGM gets blamed for it. So they're trying to hide. They've been hiding their identities the whole time. And so they are trying to keep their identities hidden all the while trying to uncover this murder mystery that's going on. And it feels a little like Pretty Little Liars in a sense, but a little less juvenile in some ways, I guess. I don't know if that's the right way to describe it, but it's pretty fun. So Get Even by Gretchen McNeil will be a series. It's got some cool elements to it. So that's definitely a check it out kind of book.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. So that's all I have.
A good range.
I tried to mix it up. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, so many books. How do you choose?
Yeah, I have a few like I didn't do, but we've talked about them on previous episodes.
I know.
So
I know.
I feel like this is already overwhelming.
We got it. I know. There's a huge list of books. Have at it. Kids.
All the books will be listed in the show notes of the podcast. Yes. Maybe we should have said that at the start, because now there's like one person listening to it who's been like pausing and scribbling them all down, who really hates us. And
well,
to that person, I apologize.
I hope by
thank
now
you for being dedicated.
They know that we put all the books in the show notes.
I hope so too, Karen, because you do such a good job of writing them.
This is true, you do.
Thank you.
It's a Karen love fest.
So I have a suggestion that, I mean, maybe we should have talked about this before we recorded, but what the hell? I feel like Blood of Olympus should be one of our discussion books.
Obviously. I mean, I already chose.
That means I'm going to have to read all those books.
No, you don't. Go to Wikipedia. It's fine.
Merima!
I'll give you like a recap. There's nine books. You don't have to read them all.
Give me the cliff notes and I'll go from there.
Those nine books in a day. I'm sure you can.
Yeah, I read them all in like a weekend. So
okay, but I'm like super busy right now. I have so much to do for school.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, Karen.
But if not, we just won't let Jen on the episode. Karen, you and I can like have a love fest.
It's fine. Or if there's someone else on staff that's read them. Hasn't someone else read them?
There are a lot of Rick Riordan fans.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I could definitely read it
and
be like.
But I feel like we should talk about that because
it's a large
book coming out.
Yeah.
And Karen, we don't have any book set, but like,
we don't. We don't. And Karen will get to finally be in the same room as him in October.
Ooh. Well, so was before at BA.
But were you? Okay.
I was really far away, so it wasn't really all right. Same.
All right. To be closer, you'll be breathing more of his air this time.
Yeah. We'll have to see what we can do about that.
Karen, but not that much.
Karen laughs as if we're weird, as if she hasn't thought about this, like, already.
Actually, I haven't.
But now she has. Look what you started.
Yeah, really. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so
that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. So Karen's going to go to the signing in New York. I'm going to go to the signing in Boston.
And I'm going to read the book, like, next week. Haha.
That is, like, cruel and unusual.
I don't know. They just...
Irma, I'm not going to lie.
They told me to look out for a copy, so I don't know when. Maybe it will come after the book has come out. Who knows? But I like teasing you, so I'll just continue with this conversation.
Oh, dear.
Big sighs.
Poor Karen. All right. So, you guys, if you have listeners, dears, if you have anything that you are dying for to come out this fall that you just, like, think everyone should be reading, definitely post it. Or spring if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, because we do not discriminate at all here.
Winter, if you're like me.
If you really want to be ahead, you can tell us about winter, too, but we may have another podcast for winter. So, yeah, you know.
Just maybe.
So, but definitely tell us what you're looking forward to so we can tweet about it and share it. So, you know, we're three people. It's really hard to get, like, every book that's going to be amazing that's coming out this fall. And if you read something amazing, you know, send it our way so that we know, because we can't read all the books, sadly. I wish that's all I could do.
Surprisingly.
Sit around and read books.
Yes. Oh, if only. And also, if you have books that you want us to do as our, like, featured book discussion, you can send them our way as well.
Yes, definitely. Because clearly we don't know what to do anymore.
Well, otherwise, I will just make everyone do the collected works of Melina Marchetta, which I am fine with, but everyone else might get sick of. I know you guys thought I was done talking about this. Ha ha ha. Joke's on you. I will never be done talking about this.
Well, it took her a couple episodes, so we had a little bit of a break. Oh, boy. So, of course, you guys, like we said, send us your stuff so we know what's going on, what you're reading. We can share it with everybody. And do you guys have anything else for this episode?
Well, next week we are going to be doing something a little bit different. We are not going to be doing a strictly book discussion. We are going to have a special episode talking about web series and book adaptations on the web, because we, if you haven't noticed, talk about that a lot in terms of film and TV, but online media is another big avenue for web series adaptations, starting with, like, things like the Lizzie Bennet Diaries, but there's a lot more out there. So we're going to talk about that a little bit next week. So if you guys have any favorites they want to let us know before we record that, you can tell us on Twitter as well.
Yes, Karen has a lot of homework to do.
Yeah, Karen's being the newbie, and it's going to be really fun. And we're going to have a couple special guest hosts as well. So we will tell you about them on Twitter.
Awesome. And yeah. Jen's taking the week off because she needs a mental break.
Yeah, from me and Karen.
That's right. No, I don't know what you're talking about. All right, so that's what we have looking for, like, coming up pretty soon. And it's pretty cool. I think that's a really fun topic. Kind of sad I'm going to be missing it, and yet kind of not.
You can listen to it.
I can listen to it.
Learn all about it.
Which is super funny. You know, I never listen to podcasts. It's really weird. I don't know why.
It's weird to listen if you're on it.
So, yeah, I know. Yeah. It's bad enough when I have to, like, listen back to edit it. I'm like, oh, God, I said that. I'm going to cut that out. It's fine. But, yeah, it's a good time. So, as always, leave your comments on the posts. Leave your comments or tweet us, because, you know, we love that sort of thing. And until next time, I'm Jen.
I'm Karen.
And I'm Mom.